for the beginning of the second hour of this April 26, 2008 edition of the Liberty Hour. We have with us today, ladies and gentlemen, a very well-informed special guest, Dr. Stephen Sniegalski, who has just written a book that will soon be available, and it is entitled The Transparent Cabal. And basically, the topic of this book is this hidden hand, if you want to call it that, in American government, not just in American government, but within our media, within our academia.
Well,
really, it is like an octopus with a thousand different tentacles.
If I could just interject what you're just saying, it's
sure.
Not really hidden. They're transparent. It's not hidden. It's there. We can see it, but we just don't dare mention it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the elephant we can't see in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. You can read it. It's done publicly. At least enough is done publicly. You can see what's going on. The neocons said exactly what they were going to do. They held high positions in the Bush administration, or they held significant positions, especially in the first Bush administration. They were advising our president, who's not the brightest bulb in the world, and they were able to get their way. So it's all pretty apparent what happened, but we really can't mention that. If I could just make one comment, because I do want to get this in, the tie-in with Israel is that the neocon position parallels that of the Likudnik right, whose goal has been since the 1980s to fragment Israel's enemies through war, people like Oded Yanon, a thinker in the 1980s. The idea that Israel could, if Israel made war now, it could break up these other Arab and Islamic states who are held together by dictators, and the countries would fragment into various sectarian and ethnic groups. So Israel could end up surrounded by weak little statelets. Now the goal is not simply its external enemies, but if the Palestinian issue is the fundamental concern. If the Palestinians had no external support, they would be forced ultimately to give in to any type of alleged peace offer that Israel would offer them, which would ultimately lead to their probable slow removal from Palestine and total really Israeli control. In other words, Israel's concerned about the Palestinian demographic danger to Israel, to the Jewish state. If the Palestinians had no outside support, they would be very much in a poor situation.
Did they not create, was it Hamas or one of those groups they created in effect to get rid of or make sure that Yasser Arafat's faction?
Yes, a book was that actually they were either supporting it, if not actually creating it.
They wanted to make sure that Yasser Arafat did not have a consensus and could not.
Right, that was the goal.
To keep him in, to divide, keep him amongst themselves.
You know, and now they have switched back to the secular party.
Hamas duly elected and they're banned.
Now the PLO. Now they're back with the PLO. You know, they're better if they give in. However, the current leader of, if I can mention this, is something one gets in trouble, but somehow, what's his name? Mahmoud Abbas, I forget the guy's, the current leader of the PLO there.
Mahmoud Abbas. Yeah.
You know, he wrote a book questioning the Holocaust, the total taboo, but since he can be an instrument to advance Israeli interest now, he is their favorite. Now, no one ever, anybody else who did that would be condemned to high heaven, but you notice that doesn't get much mention.
Hold on, fellas. Mike, thanks for your call. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll bring up some more callers. Everybody, stay tuned for this fascinating discussion on all of all topics. Imagine that. Israel and American foreign policy. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this April 26, 2008 edition of the Liberty Hour. We have been very remiss here, Phil. We're supposed to read something here about one of our sponsors, and I don't think that we've done it one time. We haven't gotten any complaints about it yet, but nevertheless, I need to read this promo piece here. So everybody just sit tight for a second, and it is for Hemp USA, and it goes like this: of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed, and it's priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Mark, I'm glad you brought that up. We are, a little bit remiss in that. But we should remind all of our listeners to support all of our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be on the air, and we wouldn't have the privilege of having a good doctor here with us, enlighten us with his intellect. And doctor, if you'd like to continue on with anything that you have, and I think we have a few callers coming up also, don't we, Mark?
Yeah, let's bring up a couple of the callers here. We have Dave in Massachusetts. phone up, Dave. Dave.
Yes. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
How's my favorite cub reporter?
Well, you'll notice I didn't complain about the weather today as opposed to previous weeks, because this is the first Saturday in about 1,000 years that I didn't wake up to snow on the ground, which is good. The sun is out, and things are looking up, so I guess that would suffice as an answer, right?
Okay, yeah, your breakup even comes to northern Idaho eventually, huh?
Eventually, yes.
Yeah, you know, I got a good laugh out of Michael Collins' pipe when I called in his show. I don't know if you heard this, but what do you call a cross between a Michael Collins piper and a Mark Glenn?
I don't know.
A piper cub. A piper cub. Pretty silly, huh?
Well, that's okay. We need to laugh during these dark days.
Yeah.
You have a question for our good doctor?
Mark, first off, what's the doctor's name again?
Sniegalski.
What is this?
Dr. Sniegalski, Stephen Sniegalski.
Sniegalski, okay.
S-N-I-E-G-O-S-K-I, and it's pronounced, we pronounce it, but you can leave out the E-type sound, Sniegalski.
Sniegalski, okay. Yeah, I'd like to say hi to Mr. Turney also.
Great, thank you.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, you know what? The doctor, Mark, already touched on something that I was going to bring up when I called on how the neocons tie in with the Likud. He's already touched on that. How about, I know a lot of these neocons are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and so I was kind of wondering, like, how much do the neocons get their power from, like, the Council on Foreign Relations?
Actually, you know, I'm sure I'll disturb some folks here, but I would say on the issue of wars in the Middle East, members of the, you know, old establishment that dominated the CFR tended to be cool on these wars. You know, we didn't really want to go much to war against Iraq, you know, have been against any attack on Iran. Now, there are neocons in the CFR, I believe Max Boot being one of them. But in general, you know, the sort of the old line WASP element continues to dominate the CFR. And they were really, you know, against these wars in the Middle East. I don't support their policies all around, but they have a different agenda than the neocons and the Israel lobby elements. Their concern in the Middle East had traditionally been to maintain stability there, to keep the flow of oil. So we know that Bush the Elder, you know, George H.W. Bush, you know, he had some problems with Israel. Remember, he, after the first Gulf War, which he was sort of late, he was friendly with Saddam to about the, you know, invasion of Kuwait, you know, and that, whereas the neocons in Israel were yelling all along to do something about Saddam, Bush was a little tardy in doing that, Bush the Elder. And then, of course, after, you know, the war on Iraq, the first Gulf War, he tried to get Israel to pull out of the, you know, or at least to restrict its settlements of the West Bank. And, of course, he gave that speech where he said he was like one little guy in front of all this huge opposition when the Zionist lobby went bonkers over that. And it was very critical of Bush for pressuring Israel, and probably played a significant role in Bush's failure to be renominated, reelected, and Bill Clinton's victory in 1992. And I think you know there were other factors, but it was rather odd because George H.W. Bush the Elder, had something like about a 90% approval rating after that Gulf War, which I didn't oppose, but many people were, you know, liked it. He had a really high approval rating. Nobody thought he could possibly be beaten. He starts criticizing Israel, and boy, you know, his approval rating tanked. Now, whether there's an actual cause, the Israeli lobby's opposition was total, you know, the complete reason for his popularity to decline, it probably wasn't, but I don't think it helped him, and I don't think most politicians want to take that chance, so they don't want to antagonize the lobby in any way. So the upshot of it is, I think the CFR folks, you know, held somewhat of a different position than the pro-Israel and the neocons on the Middle East. The pro-CFR people want stability. Israel wants instability.
That makes sense to me because I'll tell you what doesn't make sense to me. Because I can see how the CFR is, they're supporting, a lot of them are supporting Hillary and Obama, but what's a little confusing is how the neocon agenda will actually prevail over the CFR agenda.
Well, that's what it did. I'd say what gave the neocons the power to dominate the first administration came with 9/11. Had it not been for 9/11, you know, we know they wanted, you know, war in Iraq and the whole overall Middle East before 9/11. They were in the administration. Cheney, who was sort of a covert neocon, he had neocon connections with the Jewish Institute of National Security Affairs, and his wife has this position in the American Enterprise Institute. But not too many people realized, you know, these connections Cheney had, because they saw him as an oil man and connected with Bush, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it was Cheney who brought in these neocons, or played a major role in bringing them into the Bush administration in 2001. However, even while they were there, like Wolfowitz was talking about the need to attack Iraq, you know, early on, they didn't have any real, you know, they weren't able to really exercise much power or gain great influence until 9/11, when the American people, you know, really wanted to lash out. They really couldn't distinguish very well Saddam Hussein from Osama bin Laden. So it was 9/11 that really strengthened the neocon position and ultimately led to the attack on Iraq. And of course, America being in Iraq now with, you know, is Iran sending, you know, trying to destabilize the area, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, America being there can bring about war, you know, with Iran. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, why would America, oh, it doesn't help Israel, it strengthened Iran, et cetera, et cetera. But as you notice, we're focusing on, you know, all these difficulties with Iran because we're occupying Iraq. So obviously, it's, you know, some incidents could happen that would lead to war with Iran, and of course that's the game plan right now. But the CFR, however, with the, remember the whole Baker Commission, you know, in 2006, really called for, you know, bringing in negotiations with all the Middle East countries, including Iran, to settle problems. And the neocons were ballistic with that. And of course, we'd see Baker as representing the traditional establishment. Most of the traditional establishment agreed, you know, with the Baker Commission on, let's negotiate these issues. The neocons don't want to negotiate at all with Iran. They want war.
Well, everything you say, Doc, makes sense to me. My final question, and then I'll get off, is if you want to go out on a limb, maybe, but do you think that the neocons will be successful in installing John McCain as our next president?
For whatever reason, there are some of the, you know, establishment people like Scowcroft who are supporting John McCain.
Stay tuned, fellas. Okay. We'll be right back after the break to continue this discussion.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are coming into the last half hour of the two-hour show, the Liberty Hour. And I have, I guess we have another guest up here, Wes in Idaho. And Wes, you know, take it on. What do you have? You have a question for us?
Caller, here. Are we hooked up here?
We're hooked up. Go ahead.
Okay, up here in Idaho, where we are enjoying an Al Gore spring with temperatures running 15 or 20 degrees below normal.
Uh-oh, you better leave town.
I think they say global warming will make things colder for some people.
Yes, everything.
So if you notice it's getting a lot colder, then you'll say we must be suffering global warming.
New definitions in the dictionary, just the opposite of what they were. We should call these neocons neocoms for new communists. I wanted to bring the attention of Dave Hunt, who is a guest of Gianni Hayes' radio program on American Voice Radio this week. He's a Christian apologist who has sold 4 million books, is the head of Berean Call Ministries. He was commenting on the USS Liberty that Israel hell was justified in attacking USS Liberty because the Liberty was gathering information and giving it to the Arabs. He can be reheard. This can be replayed on Sunday at 11 p.m. Pacific. This character is kind of a leader of Judeo-Christianity in America that gives it every excuse possible to these Antichrist sons of hell Jews. His most noted book is Seduction, The Seduction of Christianity, but I believe he does not know who is seducing Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
well, you know what, Wes? It's funny that you bring this up, because there's a time in our nation's history where if an individual like this were to make a statement praising, for example, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, he would be brought up on charges of treason and at the very least imprisoned, because for him to say that this nation was justified in executing an act of war against the United States of America, that is giving aid and comfort to America's enemies. And it just goes to show you how far we have come in this country when bozos like this and traitors can get away with saying things like this and nobody does anything about it.
If I could just make a comment there.
Yes.
Some of these more extreme statements like this are generally made by Gentiles rather than Jews or neocons. You wouldn't hear Norman Podoritz saying anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of interesting you hear Reverend Hagee and people who are more extreme pro-Israel people than are the neocons. This Christian right, it's really weird. It doesn't seem like the Bible would lead one to that conclusion, but they go far beyond what Jews say in being apologists for anything that Israel does.
Well, you know what, fellas? The fact of the matter is, I don't want to diverge too far off into theology, but, you know, these same guys, these same nut jobs who would say things like this, whether it's Hagee or any of these other guys, it just so happens if they would bother to read their scriptures a little bit better, they would see that Jesus actually predicted that there would a time would come when the bulk of the people, the bulk of his followers, would be so under the spell of this deception that virtually all of them would be paralyzed by it. And yet, you know, you see these guys making statements like this. Nobody raises an eyebrow over it. You know, they say on one hand, God bless America, and then on the other hand, they say, God bless Israel for attacking our ship 40 years ago and killing 34 of our guys. I mean, God help us. What is next? I mean, every day there's just a new thing that pops up that I always think it can't get any worse than this, and then the next day I'm proven wrong.
Yeah, I think you brought up a good point there in addition to what I had said about what people actually say. It's the whoever makes any comments about what these people say. They can say these outrageous things that to advance Israel's interest at our expense, but no one dares to mention it.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd have said something about probably criticizing homosexuals and, you know, they deserve to be blown up or something, that would be that would be commented on, you know, for a week by the mainstream media as an example of hatred. But saying, you know, American, you know, military men who are defending the United States deserve to be blown up, well, we wouldn't, by Israel, well, we can't mention that. We have to keep mum on that one.
All right, Wes, thanks for your call. We've got more callers we're going to pull up after the break. Everybody sit tight. We will be back in just a few minutes with this fascinating discussion with Dr. Steven Snigowski. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop-shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer unopened. Go to Internet-Grocer.net. That's Internet-Grocer.net. Grocer.net or call 903-356-6443. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the last second half hour of our two-hour show with my co-host, Mark Lynn, up in Idaho, where it's beautiful now. And also, I also wanted to thank Manny, the man behind the scenes. Without him, we couldn't be doing this show. Thank you, Manny. You keep us hooked up and keep things rolling. We really appreciate it. And also, I wanted to, again, thank you, Doctor, for being on the line. And I had just one question for you, and it's a little comment, then a question. First of all, I have a couple sons in the military. One's in the Army, and one will soon be in the Navy SEAL. And you can see my concern about what's going on with these wars. And it seems to me we've got 4,000 dead, plus the 34 dead aboard the Liberty. Are we not, or is Israel not responsible for these deaths? Are we fighting these wars for Israel, or are we blinded? What direction do you see us going in, and who's going to be the George Washington of this country to lead us out of it?
Well, if things are pretty bad now, because, you know, I think some people who, you know, the top, we'll use that CFR, or the establishment folks who
right.
are in different positions from me now. I'm a non-interventionist. They weren't keen on going to war, but they also believe if America pulls out, you know, America's reputation will be tarnished.
you know, it won't, its prestige will be weakened. Other countries will think they can, you know, push America around. America will have the aura of a loser, a weak country. So we're sort of staying there to show that we're not, you know, we're not going to lose. You know, I'm willing to pull out. You know, I believe if you listen to military people like General Odom, you know, he will say these things. Of course, retired General Odom. That yes, you know, it's not going to help America to pull out in defeat, but it's better than staying in there. So it's a bad situation either way, but it's certainly worth staying in because it also it's not simply in Iraq because staying in is very likely going to lead to incidents with Iran, bringing about war. And I'm reading in the Washington Post today, page A7, headline, U.S. weighing readiness for military action against Iran.
Okay,
it's hinged on this occupation of, you know, Iran is supporting, you know, anti-government elements or, you know, destabilizing elements in Iraq. And of course, interestingly enough, also the government itself there is pro-Iranian. So this is a little odd, but, you know, maybe they're arming these Shiite militias, they're probably providing, you know, it's understandable, you know, they're being surrounded by the United States. I would think any country would try to protect itself when a country's threatening to attack and control, you know, on both sides, on both Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's sort of understandable that they, you know, want to have some influence on what goes on. But, you know, that and the whole nuclear issue, which we has always brought up but never really proven, you know, the U.S. now is weighing readiness, and apparently it's not something, it's, you know, just one contingency. It's up there as a good possibility.
Correct.
Well, you know, I would disagree to a certain extent on this in that, you know, what we're hearing, I mean, I hate to be so two-dimensional on this, but generally anything that I hear coming out of the mainstream media, I automatically assume it's a lie. Anything coming out of the mouth of our government, I assume that it is a lie. And these things that we hear about Iran arming these militias and things like this, I mean, Phil, you and I have talked about this. If you were the president of Iran or if you were had any kind of a power in that country and you'd know that you've got a million gun barrels pointed at your country, and they're just waiting for you to do something that looks threatening, would you be sending arms across the border into Iraq?
Absolutely not.
Well, I would, you know, from their perspective, they would also say, is America going to attack us? If we're totally weak, would America attack us? If we act like little lambs, would they attack? They can check, well, what happened to Saddam? Okay, we attacked him because he was weak. So they are trying to, I think, argue that if you attack us, we're going to turn these Shiite militia, and hopefully all the Shiites in the whole country will rise up against the American occupation forces, and you can lose a couple more you'll clobber us in Iran, but you're going to lose a couple more thousand people in Iraq. Now, do you want to do that? So I think they may see it as a deterrent force to prevent an attack on them. Now, I don't, you know, I'm not an expert, but, you know, and I certainly don't have any, you know, they don't relate their plan, their motives to me by any means, but it seems like it would be a thing to do. That, yes, we can, you attack us, we can do something to you because we have people supporting us right next, who are armed right near where your troops are.
Okay.
Does that sound reasonable?
That it does, but we've got some more callers we want to get to before we run out of time here. Let's bring up Jonathan in Florida. Jonathan?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Gotcha. Yeah, we can hear you.
Just like a commercial. Hey, guys, it's a great
pleasure
to talk to you. Hey, Jonathan, how you doing? Just fine. Okay, first off, I think what we fail to success if we listen to our illustrious leader, GWB.
Success and victory means success, so, I mean, that should settle that. Okay, so that's going to take care of that whole area. Something that was just said relative to Iran putting weapons or giving weapons to the Shiites. Remember, arms dealers are apolitical, so it isn't necessarily the government. But what I call to talk about is the fact of the Lincoln, the carrier Lincoln, having steamed out on April 4th at full speed to the Western Pacific and to the 5th. Let me see, pull it up here. I got it on my blog, to the 5th Fleet Area of Responsibility. And the Nimitz is now in Guam, was there the 21st, Monday. Okay, I think, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, I've been watching this whole thing relative to our deployment of troops to that area, that now, as has been said, Syria is on the list too. That's why the 4th carrier. We needed 3 carrier groups in the area to take on Iran. We got a 4th that's in position. We'll soon be leaving Guam. They could move it over there. And as if that isn't enough, nothing against PBS, but they're going to be running this series starting Sunday, tomorrow, on the Nimitz that has already been, it's already in the can. But if you guys remember the old canard that the revolution will be televised, well, in this case, I think the hegemony will be televised. What do you think there, Phil?
I think you hit the nail right on the head. And we're headed for a very, very, very bad few months coming up, or few hundred years, as McCain would like to say.
And as far as what the gentleman just before me stated about the possible losses of our troops in Iraq should we attack Iran, these people didn't care about the 3,000 we lost in 9/11. That would be more fodder for their cannon to say, see, I told you so, we got to get these guys. They don't care. When people say to me, well, you know, don't worry, these guys are almost out the door, I don't take that as any solace. They don't care. They will take us down. They don't care.
I just want to make a quick can I make a quick comment there?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
I was going to say, yes, the people pushing for this war, you know, including the vice president, you know, who's in league with the neocons, they don't care. They, if a couple more thousand Americans got killed in Iraq as a result of our war in Iran. However, I think a lot of military people in Iraq and, you know, even in the Pentagon don't want their, they don't want that to happen. So I think there's the resistance to a war on Iran is not coming from the neocons. They've been all gung-ho right away, but they're military people who talk about what difficulties would be involved.
I agree.
The Iranians have a missile that can sink some ships? You know, they would just flood everything in it. You know, whether our defenses can knock down everything they can put in the air, you know, something, you know. Yeah, America's going to blow up Iran. They're not going to be able to do too much damage. They're not going to be able to fend off defeat. But I think a lot of military men don't really want to have a couple ships knocked out, you know, a couple, you know, casualties in the men. So I think there's opposition, at least that's what I've heard, within the American military to launch such an attack.
I agree, and I find that rather ironic. Given what I've always thought about the military as being so gung-ho. But now I agree with you. I do find myself hoping against hope that there's going to be people, stand-up people in our military that are one after another has given the order to go ahead and attack, say, I quit right on down the line. But we just had somebody like that in Admiral Fallon just decide to back off, because I'm sure, and I wrote a blog on this, that he saw the writing on the wall and decided that he could do nothing for it, that these people were going to do this. Now, I hope he does, unlike Colin Powell did, unlike when he went out the door and said nothing, I'm hoping against hope that Fallon stands up and says these people are crazy. And I have further a well-placed individual that I know who travels in circles that I wish I could only travel in, who has said he thinks that Kitty Hawk is being set up as a... the Kitty Hawk is being set up as a false flag. In other words, we'll missile our own ship, blame it on Iran, and go to it from there. And we have all the other ships in place to be able to carry out an attack on both Iran and now looks like Syria. This is some serious crapola as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think the other thing is, even if it wasn't done by the United States, just provoking, you know, moving into their water, looking aggressive, you could get some type of attack. And so the fact that we're in Iraq, the fact that we're in, you know, the Persian Gulf there, this can, you know, lead to incidents that could bring about, you know, would be a casus belli, leading to a war with Iran.
And you're one of the first persons I've heard who has mentioned the what I consider being the stupefying ridiculousness of the American people who don't realize how Iran is in the middle of a pincer. They don't have any idea of the geography of the area. They don't realize that here's Iran sitting between, like you said, Afghanistan and Iraq, with us, with now four carrier groups in the area, and what do we expect they're going to do?
Yeah, it would be like, you know, if the Soviet Union still existed and they were occupying Mexico and Canada, and they had their navy going up and down the Pacific and the Atlantic, would we try to do anything to counter that, or would we just sit back and hope that they'll be nice and won't attack us?
Exactly. I'd like to have you, I'd like to have you on my show.
Why don't you give a plug to your show, Jonathan? Let everybody know out there about your excellent radio program down there in Florida.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's called Radio Bullseye. I've got a website called bullseyebroadcasting.com, and there's a link on there to my blog site. I'd love people to go to and make comments on what I have to say. Unfortunately, I'm on up against something that's on Republic, but I'm on five nights a week, Sunday night through Thursday night at midnight. My Sunday night show is really a blues show, but I have local people come in, and we talk politics, too, though. But then the rest of the week, like, for example, this week I have J.R. Nyquist on, Greg Szymanski, and let me see who else. I got Reverend Stephen Sicer, who's going to be talking about the Christian Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
So I get into some pretty thick stuff. I'm on 2 hours and very few interruptions. It's a constant talk.
Well, if I can, Jonathan, I'd like to give everybody out there, and I think I can speak for Phil, too, our highest endorsement of your radio show, not only because of the fact that you had us on. Obviously, you're not afraid of what kind of backlash you're going to get by jumping into troubled waters. So everybody out there, I would recommend highly that you go and listen to Jonathan's program, Bullseye Radio. Is that correct?
Bullseye Radio, yes. It's bullseyebroadcasting.com is the website, and it has the information as to the times and dates and my schedule. Shows my schedule, too.
Okay, and listen, I'll be in touch with you this weekend about that issue that we were discussing.
Right.
I've just been got my hands a little bit full right now. We've got all these baby lambs being born, literally about two a day, so I've been kind of busy with that. But anyway, it's good to hear from you again, and we'll have you on real soon as a guest.
And yeah, hey, also, Jonathan, hey, listen, I want to thank you again for your service to our country and the United States Army and to all our veterans and to all our military out there. Our heart goes out to you and our prayers, and we love you all. And thanks for coming on, Jonathan.
You overstate my value, but I appreciate it, especially coming from somebody like you with your service and what you've been through. Just one last thing, mentioning who I've had on. Last week we had Mordecai Vanunu, who has spent 18 years in Israeli prisons and now is in a kind of limbo in East Jerusalem. And we will be having him on again, hopefully soon, maybe as soon as the 13th of this month. That has to be worked on yet, but I just want to pass that on. And thanks,
right,
guys. I love listening to you, and thank you for having me on and let me pluck my show. Thank you.
Anytime. Take care, John.
Okay.
All right, let's bring up Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, come on up, buddy.
Hi, guys.
How you doing?
Hello? Yeah, wonderful show. It was very informative this week. I definitely listen to your show as much as I can. My question is to the doctor is, have you studied the Leo Strauss and the whole political motivation of these neoconservatives? And you guys discuss, you always discuss, you know, Iran. Iran gets their weapons from China and Russia. So it's actually China and Russia killing us, our Americans, you know. And you guys, I mean, you got to study Russia's, what they say to Iran. They're going to back Iran way over they're going to back the United States. So the United States has to put, Russia and China on the table because China gets all their oil from from Iran. So it's there's a lot of stuff here other than what Israel wants to push. Israel only can go so far. And believe me, I don't like that state of Israel. I don't like the neoconservatives. But they only have so much pull, you know? And it's just that's my comment, and you can't overlook the shadow of the most oil producing country in the world, which is Russia, which does support Iran. And they buy all their ammunition. So when our American soldiers get killed, it's because of Russia and China who supply the Iranians with them. And my brother is in Iraq right now, and he's fully aware of that, and a lot of people are.
Well, listen, stay tuned. Everybody, stay put. We'll be back after the break, and we'll wrap this up. Jeff, stay on the line if you want so you can maybe pursue this further with the doctor. Everybody, stay tuned for the last section of this program.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this last section of today's program. I would say it's a safe thing to say that it's been a great show. Phil, would you agree with me on that?
Absolutely. It's a great show with great people, great listeners, and I'm very proud to be part of the broadcast and supporting the USS Liberty and getting the truth out.
Now, Jeff made a very interesting comment that there are dimensions to this thing that go way beyond simply Israel and the United States and Iraq and Iran, not the least of which are China and Russia. I'd like for you to comment on that if you would, but also I would like to comment on the assertion that Phil and I have maintained, and which was the reason, or one of the reasons for us getting this program started, which is that, you know, this spell under which the American people are being held when it comes to Israel and the neocons and whatnot, if there is one issue that stands the best chance, in our opinion, of breaking this spell, it's making the American people understand what happened to these men aboard the Liberty 40 years ago. It really is a slam dunk as far as stories go. You know, the other side, you know, they have been offered a $10,000 reward if they can prove one statement wrong that the USS Liberty veterans have maintained pertaining the deliberateness of this attack. And so it proves that they absolutely do not want to deal with this issue. When you look at all of the books and movies and articles and everything else that's been written on the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and the fact that really only a few articles, a few books have been made dealing with the Liberty, that right there shows that the other side is absolutely terrified of this issue. So I'd like you to comment on that also, if you would, and give out any contact information if people want to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, first of all, in regard to the Liberty, of course, this happened, but it doesn't get publicized in the mainstream. The lobby is powerful enough to prevent that from happening. So most people who don't, you know, pick up the book, you know, little book, you know, small book, books that come out, or who don't look at the internet, who really aren't that interested in, you know, this issue, really know little or nothing about it. So if in fact, of course, if it were publicized on the media, a major media, yes, everybody would be disturbed, as long as the Israeli lobby is powerful, that will never happen. Now moving on to Iran, obviously Russia and China, you know, for first of all, they're China, you know, gets oil. China needs oil. They are dealing with Iran. Russia, of course, is not too far away from Iran. I might add that the Stalinist Russia actually occupied Iran during World War II, as did Britain. Russia, of course, it's a nearby country. It can provide it with, the things that Russia needs, but Russia sells them their weapons. Russia makes money off of it. But the other factor for Russia and China is the old balance of power politics. Here's the United States, the top dog in the world. Anytime there's a top country, other countries want to weaken that country. It's not to their advantage to have one country, you know, overwhelmingly powerful. So one thing is, let's get America stuck in these wars. So from there, you know, it's to a certain extent to their advantage that America were spending all of this money, you know, occupying Iraq and maybe fighting a war in Iran. Well, that means less money to develop the type of sophisticated weaponry that would ever be needed in a war against a real powerful country such as Russia and China. Just like the United States benefited when the Soviet Union got stuck in Afghanistan. We supported Afghanistan. It hurt the Soviet Union. They wasted so many lives and money fighting that war. Now, there's one more question you asked.
No, we don't have time for one.
Okay, my name,
Doctor, come back on
anytime. Get my book, The Transparent Cabal. You can get it at Amazon.
Thank you very much, Doctor. We'll have you back on very soon. Everybody, have a good weekend. That's it.